We're joined now by Meg McGurk of the Chapel Hill Downtown Partnership, one of my favorite people. And we've got, in spite of the cold, an exciting weekend coming up because it's Valentine's Day weekend and there's always a lot going on.
That's right. I just want you to know that I reject your entire weather forecast.
Good. I reject it as well.
Awesome. So
occasionally I'm wrong. There was that famous time, it was around this time last year, when the weather forecast was telling me, oh, it's going to be a little bit cloudy and nothing really to write home about. And then 2 days later, we got 8 inches of snow.
Oh.
So this is the week when we get the karma back.
Okay.
It's going to be 50 degrees this weekend. It's going to be gorgeous.
All right, perfect. Let's start right
You know what? The hell with it. It's going to be 75 degrees this weekend.
As long as we're dreaming,
we might as well dream big.
Quickly tweet it and
yes.
It'll happen.
There
right?
we go.
There you
yep,
go.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So thank you for having me. I'm always happy to be here. You're one of my favorite people, too.
Aw, thank you.
We have a lot going on downtown.
Yes.
So particularly tomorrow night. I think that's why I reject your weather forecast.
Good.
So we've got the Second Friday Art Walk.
Right.
Chapel Hill and Carrboro. We've got the kind of culmination of the North Carolina Comedy Arts Festival
yes.
that Zach Ward at DSI.
Yep.
Y'all will be talking about that later.
We're going to have Kevin McDonald on in just a little while, and I know I'm excited
fangirl.
About that.
And then we have Shimmer, the Art of Light, which is one-day arts festival that Sarah Wolf, who came in here a couple weeks ago, she was speaking, she's the coordinator, spoke to you about that. And tomorrow night it is happening downtown Chapel Hill, downtown Carrboro. And it's 20 installations, projections, and performances that all incorporate light.
Yeah.
So it's perfect. It's at night.
It's going to be outside. It's going to be dark. It's going to be really beautiful.
It's going to be fantastic.
Yeah.
Shimmerevent.com if you want to see a map and see all the artists and all of the art that they're going to be doing. So really super excited about that.
Looks better when it's nice and crisp outside, right?
I think the light will warm you up.
Yes. There we go.
There you go.
Yep.
There you go. So that's going to be fantastic. And I think there's a cool element that Sarah added was that there's a contest. Cash prizes for costumes that are lit up, glow sticks,
yes.
glow-in-the-dark paint, LED lights.
This will warm you up as well.
There you go. Yeah. And as you walk around, so you have potential to win some cash and experience a very cool arts festival. So.
And that goes on, Second Friday Art Walks from 6 to 9. Shimmer goes on until 11,
it does.
Right? So this
yep.
goes on all night.
Yes, it does, at all the different venues. So.
Awesome. So a whole bunch of different really cool outdoor light exhibitions to take a look at tomorrow evening in Chapel Hill and Carrboro, part of Second Friday Art Walks. So, so head downtown and check that out, because that really is not to be missed. And I know you've been excited about it for a while and a while. A lot of people downtown have been excited about
Absolutely.
This for a while.
Absolutely. Yeah, Sarah's been playing it for a while. But we have a lot of businesses and venues that are participating, so they've been really promoting it, and it's going to be exciting. We've got great coverage, too, from all the local press and media.
Mm-hmm.
So there's nothing like it in North Carolina. There's nothing like it in the region
mm-hmm.
of the Eastern Seaboard. So it's truly unique. So you want to come out.
And this started in Paris, right? We talked about that last time. So Paris of the Piedmont and Carrboro. This is your chance to outdo original Paris. Take that title from the City of Light.
That's
awesome.
Right.
So speaking with Meg McGurk, Chapel Hill Downtown Partnership, what downtown news do you have for us? We've always got new businesses coming in.
Yep. We just had a couple of new businesses open downtown. Imbibe,
mm-hmm.
which is a restaurant and bar, and it's located at 108 Henderson Street. And it's downstairs from Zog's Pool Hall and Art Bar,
okay.
which is a fascinating combination. But if you know Mandy Brown, who's the owner of both Zog's and Imbibe, she's opening both these businesses, she's a fascinating person.
Cool.
And so Imbibe is really fantastic. Went in there and had lunch the other day. It's a great menu, and they've really put a lot of investment into upfitting the space. It looks really fantastic.
What do they have there?
So they have jambalaya, gumbo.
Sold.
Mandy's from New Orleans. It's the real
nice.
Deal.
Yeah.
And pizza and other great things. It's also a bottle shop, so you can buy wine and beers there on site. It's really
Very
fantastic.
Cool.
Yeah.
Because in Hillsborough, they've got La Place, which is a really good place to go up and get the Creole New Orleans cooking.
Yes.
But now we got it in Chapel
That's
Hill.
Right.
So that's
right.
Awesome.
That's right.
Like
got it.
All right. What else?
Xenia, which is a pop-up shop downtown
mm-hmm.
at, let's see, the address, 422 West Franklin Street. So, fascinating story. Xenia is owned and operated by Christopher and Ricky, who own Water Dog Farms. They're farmers at the Chapel Hill Farmers Market, and they were the ones that helped bring the pop-up farmers market downtown.
Okay.
And now they've opened a pop-up store selling
nice.
Their products, which is tea and flowers that they grow on their farm.
Awesome.
But they're also selling other products from other farmers. So all of the products are locally grown, sourced, created. It's really fantastic and beautiful in there.
What makes it a pop-up shop? Because it's a brick-and-mortar address
it is.
Location. So.
The time limit. So Xenia's only going to be open for 3 months.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And so you got to get in there now.
Yeah, you do.
And they have great hours. They're open like Wednesdays through Sundays, and they have a website, Xenia, which is spelled X-E-N-I-A.
Yes.
ChapelHill.com. Xenia is the southern pronunciation of zinnia, the flower.
Okay.
They say it in the south. Xenia.
I like it.
So, yeah, so check out their stores and their hours and then go in. Perfect time to go Valentine's shopping.
Yeah.
They're having their actual grand opening tomorrow night on the Art Walk.
Oh, perfect.
Go in.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yep, go in and check everything
so
out.
So while you're checking out the light displays outside, go inside, get some hot tea, warm yourself up. It's
you
perfect.
Got it.
So what's the advantage for a business of the pop-up approach of being open?
Yep.
Like, we're going to be open at this time and closed at this time.
It's to try out their retail concept.
Okay.
So Ricky, being a farmer and selling at Farmer's Market, he's now trying that. Kind of the brick and mortar concept of what he's selling in his products. And so the owner of that property is great. This is the third time he's had a pop-up shop in this space.
Mm-hmm.
So he's very willing and open to, you know, supporting local entrepreneurs and businesses.
Okay.
So it's really to try it out and see how it goes.
Awesome. Because I'm used to seeing that sort of pop-up concept with sort of seasonal stores, like the Halloween store
Absolutely.
Or the Christmas shop or something like that.
Yeah.
But this is a different thing. Is this sort of a developing trend
Absolutely.
With business? Okay.
Absolutely. Urban cities have seen it for a while, and now it's kind of trickling down into smaller markets.
Very cool. And then the Ackland Museum store has now moved.
It has.
Is that okay?
Yep.
The sign is still outside at the old place, but it's
right.
no longer there, right?
Yeah, they've moved just across the street to 109 East Franklin Street, next door to the Frank Gallery.
Mm.
And then tomorrow night they'll also be open on the Art Walk so that people can come in. Also, another great spot for Valentine's shopping.
Yes.
All sorts of fun stuff in there, and they
awesome.
Have the best selection of cards.
I noticed that the other day I had some friends visiting from New York City. And they just came down and they wanted to check out Chapel Hill. So I hosted them for a couple of days and we were sitting in Spanky's eating and across the street. And they're like, oh, what's that across the street? And I'm like, oh, that's the Ackland Museum store. Actually, you know, there's a much longer story with that, but I'm not even going to go into it. It's not there anymore, but it's there kind of. It was okay. Yeah.
So you have
the problem with me hosting friends who come in and visit is that they always get the news tour of like, oh, there's this location is awesome. Let me tell you the 5-year history of what's been going on here.
That's right. Absolutely.
It's hilarious.
I love
All right.
it.
We're speaking with Meg McGurk, Chapel Hill Downtown Partnership. We're talking about new businesses coming in and moving. Midway Community Kitchen is the other one.
Yeah, Midway Community Kitchen. They opened up about a month and a half ago. I think what is fantastic about them, located at 505 West Rosemary Street, they offer cooking classes, the kitchen rentals. So that's a commercial kitchen space that you can rent.
Oh,
professional.
Awesome.
Right, chefs and businesses can rent it to use it, their equipment and all of that. And they also host events. So I was looking at some of the classes that they're offering, and it runs the spectrum. So they're offering a whole hog butchery class.
Nice.
I know, right?
Yeah, I like it.
Also offering a parents' night out where the kids come in, learn to cook. Parents head out. I don't think they'll be doing the whole hog butchery.
Yeah.
However, as well as there's a knife skills class they're offering, and they have one coming up on Valentine's Day that's about making chocolates.
Oh, I like it.
So
okay, so they got cooking classes.
Yep.
They've got space that you can rent.
Yep.
Who are they sort of catering to in terms of the space rental? Is that
well, I'm not sure, but
yeah.
I would say that since it's a commercial kitchen space, if you are testing out products to sell on the market, here's
okay.
the space if you can't do it in your house that's, you know, commercially inspected, and
yeah.
the equipment is fantastic so that you could, you know, can or produce what you're doing there to be able to sell it.
That's actually a really good point, because I don't know, I can't remember if it was you or someone else who was always talking about the hidden industry in Chapel Hill and Carrboro. So many people who work out of their homes,
yep.
and we don't necessarily, you can't drive down Main Street or Franklin Street and
yeah.
see this thriving business, and yet it exists, and a lot of it is operating out of the kitchen. It's people
Absolutely.
Making food in their homes, so this
yep.
is great.
It's part of the whole DIY culture that's happening, I mean, you know, internationally, where people are creating products, creating their own, you know, services, and bringing them to the public. But it's kind of like that sourcing of it. Instead of doing it at home, you could do it here in the kitchen, at Midway Kitchen. So
very cool.
Yep.
All right, we got to let you go in just a couple minutes.
Yep.
But before we do, I know that you've got an annual meeting coming up on March 2nd,
we
right?
We do. Yep. We do. So this is just like a snippet of stuff that is happening downtown.
Yes.
But our agency, the Chapel Hill Downtown Partnership, is holding our annual meeting on Tuesday, March 2nd. From 8 to 10 a.m. at Roots Bistro, 161 East Franklin Street. to talk about what we've done in the past year, what we've done with our partners, with the businesses and the property owners and the town and the university, and highlight some of the investment and the economic data of downtown.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just to talk about the new businesses that open, but the investment and the events and all of the services that we provide for our partners. So please come out. And we have Brett Oliverio, who's the owner of Sup Dogs Restaurant, who will be talking about his journey, his experience of coming to Chapel Hill and opening a business on Franklin Street.
Nice. And that's going to be Tuesday, March 2nd. So a few weeks from now, 8 to 10 a.m.
Yep.
So a morning event. Come
exactly.
And yeah.
Yeah. Have a good breakfast at Roots.
It's a really good place, by the way. I've only been
fantastic.
There once, but yeah.
I hope to see you on March 2nd
yeah.
at 8 a.m.
All right.
And all of this information is on our website, downtownchapelhill.com.
Sounds good. All right. We got to let you go, but a lot going on, and I will see you hopefully tomorrow night at Shimmer,
yes.
Bundled up, wearing lights, and ready
That's
to experience
right.
something really cool.
It's going to be cool. Thank
all
you,
right.
Aaron.
Meg McGurk, thank you so much.